It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Linked Terrain Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you live every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, available 24-7, the other 6 days and 21 hours at davejanda.com. With 4 to 5 more shows every week that we produce and we provide, in addition to this 3-hour radio show every week. And frankly, folks, there is no need for you to tap into the bought-off lamestream fake media because, well, the independent media provides you information you'll never get through that tentacle, that bought-off lamestream fake media tentacle of the deep state. The theme for today's show is that, well, there are a number of folks stepping up and circumventing the censorship, oppression, suppression operation of the cult, and in the process providing you information that empowers you. And a good example of that is my next guest, Sarah Westall. You know, Sarah was a very successful entrepreneur and business executive. She has a computer science and business management systems degree from the College of Science and Engineering at the University of Minnesota, with an emphasis in management information systems. She started her career at the center of the Internet Revolution at US West Communications, where she had a number of different positions and became the director of Advanced Networking Group, responsible for all the systems design and development for Enterprise, their internet and networking arm of US West Communications. And Sarah put all that on the back burner and started her own platform. Sarah Westall, W-E-S-T-A-L-L, sarahwestall.com, that provides you information that you will never get through the bought-off lamestream fake media. And she has been suppressed, oppressed, just as we have here on Operation Freedom. Why is Sarah's platform and our platform targeted? Because we are not controlled opposition. There are many platforms out there that you think, well, maybe these folks, maybe this platform, you know, they're providing good information, and some of it is, but a lot of it is actually also supported by the syndicate. But not Sarah's platform and not mine. And that's why we are so heavily suppressed and oppressed and targeted. But that doesn't mean we stop doing what we do. We just find different ways to get our information into your hands. It is my honor to welcome back Sarah Westall. Sarah, welcome back to the Operation Freedom show and platform.
Thanks, Dave. I always appreciate your intros. You talk about how much we're oppressed, and you talk about my background. I'm like, why am I doing this? But I know why, and it's the same reason you are, because it's important we get this information out there.
So, Sarah, when people hear about the targeting, the suppression, oppression, censorship operations, many people say, well, who exactly is behind all that? So, Sarah, you've had ample opportunity to look at the suppression, oppression, and censorship that has been targeted at you. In fact, you were kicked off LinkedIn this past week, if I have that correct. Who's behind all this?
Well, there has to be a globalist syndicate, right? The more powerful people, they don't like our voices. Because I've come to the conclusion that there's certain voices that are more hyper-targeted because we reach a broader audience and we're rational and we're professional in the way that we put things forward. The more extreme people, for some reason, aren't as suppressed, and the people who are controlled aren't as suppressed. Because I'm really trying to figure out what the pattern is, and that's what it looks like it is, because it makes little sense why certain extreme views are still allowed to propagate when they are so heavily targeting us.
So, Sarah, entities, we've many of these entities that are suppressing our content from getting out to the public is our own government.
Absolutely, yes. So our own government, keep going. I was going to say, yeah, I mean, we know that there's intel agencies that are involved. I mean, that's what the question is that you were asking me. There's intel agencies involved. There's the government. We know the FBI is involved. We know the CIA controls Wikipedia. We can't get on Wikipedia. I look at who's on Wikipedia. You know, I'm ranked consistently in the top of the charts on business news on Apple across the world. And I can't get on Wikipedia, but somebody who has starred in a film in a lower role in a film that's not even that popular is up on Wikipedia. I'm like, what the heck? You know, there are a very controlled group. Our intelligence agencies, our government, I believe it's connected to the Five Eyes, all the, you know, Mossad and MI6, MI5. I believe the World Economic Forum, the United Nations is really behind a lot of this.
And you mentioned the intelligence agencies, and many people say, well, wait now, for example, Dave, in the United States, the CIA cannot be involved in domestic operations. Right, that's what their charter says. But they're actively involved, right?
Well, the co-founder of Wikipedia is out there talking about how the CIA is controlling Wikipedia. It's a CIA front right now.
Well, and it's been going on for decades. Operation Mockingbird, which is a CIA operation of placing their representatives, their agents, in every major media news source to manipulate the public and manipulate the information and block certain information from getting out.
That's right. That's exactly what's going on. And we're in a role where we really get to see that. And the sad part is the American people just going to their jobs and busy all day long and then getting their news. They don't get to see how much they're being manipulated. And they are.
Well, and lest anybody think that the CIA is such a benevolent operation, Trump's first director of the CIA, Pompeo, he at one point gave a lecture at Texas A&M University. And in particular, he actually spoke some truth there. I want to play just a brief clip about how benevolent, how wonderful the CIA is, and they're so altruistic. And then we'll get your take on this. It's very quick. Derek, hit it.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
Oh. The glory of the American experiment, lying, cheating, and stealing.
It reminds you of that? I think it's even sadder that people are laughing and clapping in the audience when he talks like that. That's very sad. And they should be ashamed of themselves that that's what America is and that that's what we're about. Lying and cheating and stealing across the country and representing and in our country. Really? And that's what our tax money goes to? Really? I mean, is that what we are proud of and what we want to be? Because that's what we are.
Well, and what our tax money also goes to, it's not just the CIA running these domestic operations and the FBI running these domestic suppression, oppression, censorship operations. The State Department, through their Global Engagement Center, is another big player in blocking information from coming to the public and in blocking your platform and my platform.
Well, let me tell you why I was kicked off LinkedIn, because this is really relevant. Mm-hmm. I was kicked off LinkedIn last week because they flagged a post where I brought up the FDA with the informed consent. They're bypassing informed consent when it came to treatments that were safe and effective. That's what my post was. They flagged that as being misinformation. So I got back to him and said, no, it's not. And I gave him the actual quote from the front page of the FDA posting showing what they did. And so then they had to reinstate that post. And then they went and they flagged 20 more posts of mine and saying that I was selling illegal or unregulated products. And that's the first time I've ever been accused of that in my whole career. And I've been doing this for over a decade now. I've aired on the radio in both New York and LA. I've been over on over 50 different platforms. I'm all over the place. First of all, I don't sell anything. I advertise just like you, just like LinkedIn does. LinkedIn is more likely to be selling something illegal than I am. But unregulated, well, for sure, they're advertising unregulated services, and so are you, and so am I, because half of the country is selling unregulated products, and we don't want everything regulated, do we? So the second part is, what am I selling that could be illegal? Can you at least tell me what I'm selling that's illegal, or what I'm advertising, because I don't sell anything, what I'm advertising that's illegal? Of course they couldn't tell me anything. They ignored that request and acted like a bunch of thugs and kicked me off. That is thuggish behavior by a bunch of globalist criminals hiding information that the public should be able to hear. That's our LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is used by every young person and every professional in this country trying to network and get jobs. And they're kicking somebody like me off so that people can't hear information or see information.
So it's interesting this happened to you this week. Let me tell you what happened to me this week. So on December 21st, 2020, 3.5 years ago, I had a guest on who's going to actually be on in our final segment today, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, the anti-PC professor. And it was about the totalitarian's use of academia. And now this was a week after the jab was released, December 21st, 2020. It was released on December 14th, 2020. In that interview, we talk about how with medical interventions such as the jab, you have to do your own research. That research that comes out of institutions, including the government, can be fraudulent, can be tainted. And that above all, you mentioned informed consent. This must be part of their big buzzwords this week. We talked about how the fact you need to obtain before you take any medical intervention, and in particular, now this is a week after the jab was released, you need to have comprehensive informed consent. December 21st, 2020. This week, in April of 2024, 3.5 years later, I got a notification from YouTube that video was being taken down because of medical misinformation.
Oh, geez. I think the informed consent, because they changed the rules, we have the WHO treaty going forward. When they changed the rules on informed consent, you had people like Mitt Romney back there. And I've talked about this on your show, and they're talking about how you don't look what's in your cancer treatment. You don't ask what's in it. You just roll up your sleeve and you get the shot. That's what we need to have in this country. And they're back there clapping, and Mitt Romney has his big smile on his face clapping. Really? Is that really what we want? Is for us to be dumb animals that roll up our sleeves, don't ask what's in something, and just take it? That's what they want us to be. That's what the World Health Organization wants. That's what the FDA wants. And that's what they're going after. That's what they said in their promotional video and their when they were selling this to the public. Got to take them by their word, don't we? That's what they said. So, yeah, I think they're going after informed consent. I think that's why I was taken off LinkedIn. They didn't want that post up there. They don't want people to know what the FDA did January 2024, that they removed informed consent for the American public. You are no longer required to get informed consent for patients. There was a case in North Carolina, I don't remember exactly where it was, but a family lost a lawsuit because they said under the PREP Act, they fought this in court saying that they gave their child the jab, the COVID shot without their permission. And the family lost in court because they said the PREP Act allowed the U.S. government to give children and people the shot without informed consent.
Folks, we're speaking with Sarah Westall at sarahwestall.com. Now, Sarah, there are a number of times that you have a number of very well-known folks that you interview, and the same is true on my platform. But there are some folks that actually you and I contact to be interviewed, and the interview never happens. And I can give you an example in my world. I was contacted by, this is several years ago, by Tulsi Gabbard's representative who said, you know, she'd like to come on your show. And I said, well, that's fine. I really don't interview politicians, but okay, fine. But I go, let me give you a heads up. The first two questions I'm going to ask her is I want to know her ongoing, what kind of ongoing relationship she has with the World Economic Forum since she was part of the Young Leaders Group. And I want to know exactly when she was when did she determine that she was not part of that organization, and what exactly had she done for them in the past, in the present, and is she planning to do in the future? And the response was, well, we'll get back to you and arrange a time when she's available. And of course, I never heard back. Now, to me, that was a big tell, right? You recently, so somebody who recently came on your platform was Rudy Giuliani, right?
Yes.
So to me, when these folks are willing to come on a platform, and if you do give them a heads up and they come on your platform, I think that says a lot about them in a positive manner. Rudy knew exactly what he was getting into coming on your platform. Educate our listeners about this interview and where they can find it and what your takeaway was.
You saw it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was not expecting the interview to be what it was. I was approached to do this interview, and it was going to be about lawfare because I don't like the fact that they have weaponized our justice system to take people down, right?
Agreed.
And that is very clear that that's going on. They're also going after Rudy Giuliani. I don't like that. I don't care where you stand in the political spectrum. That is not how we use our justice system. Correct. That's what I thought the conversation was going to be about. Well, he came off the protests at Columbia University, which is all over the news right now about, you know, about the Gaza-Israel situation. Mm-hmm. It was students protesting what's going on in Gaza. And there were agitators, professional agitators there as well. He Correct. Came off there was professional agitators during George Floyd and during J6. It creates the chaos and the problems that we have, right? Sure. It's so much of the division that we're feeling in this country. But he came off that supercharged situation. He is very pro-Israel and the stance going on there. He is very against the protesters protesting. And when he came on, he started talking about the students' protestings. He was calling them anti-Semitic. He was calling them communists. He was calling them all these names. I can't have somebody come on my program and talk like that without me saying yes, but and giving some feedback or some context mm-hmm. of the situation that there I don't like the killing that's going on in Gaza. Mm-hmm. And that triggered him. And he mm-hmm. started, he called me I'm not a communist. He called me a communist. He called me an anti-Semite. He called me all these things. He was very angry. He was very, very emotional. Okay. I let that, we went on for a little bit. I think he got calmed down a little bit and we were able to talk more. But I don't like the fact that Israel stood down for 6 hours on October 7th before they did anything. That's the whole pretense of this entire war, that Hamas was allowed to go and slaughter these people for 6 hours. With their defense, Israel is supposed to have the best defense program in the world. and they were allowed to go at it for 6 hours. And then they had the Hannibal elective, which killed a lot of their own citizens. I brought that up to him. He at least admitted there's an intelligence issue there. Yeah, but that's the pretense for this whole war. Mm-hmm. We also are isolated at the UN level. We just had a vote recently at the UN. I don't trust the UN. I know you don't. I don't trust the World Economic Forum. I don't trust these globalist institutions. But when the entire world votes to make Palestine a full member of the UN, there's 12 that voted. I don't know about the entire world, but big countries around the world, 12 of them voted to make Palestine a full UN member. And one country voted against it, which was the U.S., and then we used our veto power to block it, that we've become very isolated in the world. I don't know if it's all theater, but it sure is something that we should be paying attention to, and we should be careful about what we're doing. And my viewpoint with Rudy is there is a better way to approach this situation than to mass slaughter 30,000 women and children in Gaza. And you can't tell me there isn't a better way to deal with this. And so we had that conversation. I could not allow him to just continue without me having my audience would cremate me if I didn't at least get my point of view across. We ended up having a decent conversation. We need to have a decent Rudy had a in his defense. Well, I don't know if I want to defend him, but I'm going to. In his defense, by the end, we ended up having a relatively decent conversation on how he views the situation, and he knows what my stance is. We need to have more conversations like this so that we can get out of this emotional, charged situation and start to have reasonable, rational conversation on what's good for the United States and not just go be a bunch of bullies blasting through and mass murdering people. We are acting like a bunch of brainless thugs on the world stage, and I sure the heck would like to be better than that. And I know you would like to be better than that as well. And that interview is something. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, that it's very instructive, that interview, to watch the situation, right? Because all too often, Sarah, it gets to like where Rudy got, just to me off the rails. And that's where it ends. And I give you and him credit, because then things got to a point where you're able to discuss the differences, right?
Yes. And acknowledge which was the important part.
See, that's the key. So what kind of feedback did you get from your audience on that?
Well, I asked them to be constructive in their comments. Of course, it's on my platform, so people didn't like him yelling at me. I think that I'll be able to approach this a little bit differently. I'm writing a Substack. The key takeaway is I want them to get exactly what you just said, is we need to have rational discussion on this and look at our differences and figure out a much smarter way to move forward, not what we're doing right now.
Well, and my biggest concern, whether it's Russia, Ukraine, or the Middle East, or the upcoming theater of operation, China and Taiwan, is the lack of discourse between the opposing forces, right? That it's just whose bombs are bigger than whose bombs, as opposed, and how many innocents are killed on each side, as opposed to getting in the room, locking the door. Nobody goes That's to right. the bathroom until we get some type of agreement on how we're going to move forward without the innocent loss of life. And none of that is That's occurring right. in any theater of operation currently, which is exactly what the globalist cult wants. Sarah, in our final minute together today, educate our listeners on how they can follow you on a daily basis.
Thanks, Dave. Go to sarahwestall.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, my Substack. You can find me on over 50 different platforms. And I have Dave's. This show will be up there, too. I have so many things that you can learn from. And I thank you so much, Dave, for everything that you're doing. And I appreciate you giving me a voice as well as you having your voice out there, because right now we need it more than ever.
And the feeling is very mutual, Sarah. Thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Sarah Westall, WESTALL, sarahwestall.com. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda.